Up to 100,000 protesters, led by thousands of Buddhist monks, marched today against the military government of Myanmar. The last time demonstrators dared to come out in such numbers was nearly two decades ago, when Myanmar was known as Burma. The protests have gathered momentum since the weekend, when hundreds of monks successfully approached the home of pro-democracy leader and Nobel Peace Prize laureate Aung San Suu Kyi, who's been under house arrest for years. To learn more, we've called a journalist who closely monitors events in Myanmar, or Burma. She's published under the name Emma Larkin. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
What triggered these protests?
This goes back to last month when the regime, out of the blue, decided to raise fuel prices by up to 500%. So overnight, people's living costs became enormous. I mean, bus fares tripled, food became more expensive. It started off as an economic problem.
And then how did it happen that the monks joined in?
It's totally unexpected, I would say. It began with the student leaders from the former protests in 1988 organized demonstrations against the fuel hike, the price rise. And they were swiftly arrested. The leaders were arrested. There was brutal crackdowns, violent crackdowns from the regime against the students. And everyone thought it would die out. And then out of the blue, last week, 7 days ago, the monks started marching. It's a group called the Alliance of All Burmese Buddhist Monks. And no one's ever heard of them. No one knows where they come from. But they seem to have been organizing underground.
Now, it's extremely rare for Myanmar's military rulers to permit street demonstrations. And, I mean, this particular military government has quite a dark reputation. What's going on here?
There's different theories. Some people think that maybe the regime doesn't know what to do. Maybe they're softening. Maybe they'll open to dialogue. I doubt that somehow. I think the previous nationwide uprising against the regime, it took about 6 weeks of protests before the regime stepped in. And when they stepped in, they really cracked down. I mean, they shot into crowds of unarmed protesters. So I think it's not unlikely that if this continues to gain momentum, it could happen again.
One reason this is news is in fact, because of Myanmar's, it's considered a repressive regime. Is there anything to watch for that might suggest a change, or do you have any idea?
It's anybody's guess at the moment. It's very peculiar that the regime has been so quiet. Things to watch for. I think on Saturday, the monks were allowed to meet Aung San Suu Kyi. And this is, again, a total surprise to every Burma watcher, I imagine. She was allowed to step outside her house and to greet the monks. And she hasn't been seen in public for 3 years. And I find this very peculiar that the regime would allow this. They have the power to lock down that street that she lives on, which mostly it is closed off. So I think they allowed it to happen for whatever reason. I think the only thing that's saving them at the moment is that the regime probably knows that if they do open fire or if they do retaliate aggressively, it could really spark a nationwide protest because it would really anger people.
Thank you for joining us.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Emma Larkin is author of Finding George Orwell in Burma. She spoke to us this morning from Bangkok, Thailand.